Amen. Isn't it wonderful that God doesn't give up on us? You know, He's a relentless Father, you know, and He doesn't give up. He's got us held in the palm of His hands. I think this is a good time since I think we're meeting after 2 weeks. We had the RB conference and all kinds of things. So this is a good time for us to just break and, you know, just hear from each other what's been happening, maybe stories of Thanksgiving. Maybe it's something you're struggling with and you need prayer. Or maybe you want to share how the RB conference blessed you. So anything, please unmute and share.
Yeah, I want to share a story of Thanksgiving to God. A couple of years ago, I've been handed this portfolio at work, which is very demanding, and I was struggling to, cope up with it. And many times I've tried to handle it, but it wasn't happening. But finally, last week, I gathered the courage and spoke to my director and asked her to remove me from that. And the whole thing went, I mean, it was so positive, the entire interaction. And I can only put it down to the favor of God upon me, and I'm so grateful that she took my job and she distributed it amongst 10 other people. And so I'm so grateful for that. I feel like a weight is lifted, after 2 years. So I'm very grateful and thankful to God for that.
Just want to share a Thanksgiving actually. So, we guys actually went to KL and we went by car actually, and then we were coming back by car. So we were planning to come back, and we both were very confused because of the heavy rains. We heard about the landslides, and we were actually planning to come back that weekend. So we both just were very confused. We just sat down, we prayed, Lord, just give us some signs that if we're supposed to come back that weekend, let there not be any problems. But if we feel, worry in our hearts, and if you show us signs, then we'll not go that weekend. Next day itself, when we saw the news about the landslides, the highway being completely flooded, we realized that God was telling us, don't go that weekend. Postponed it by 1 more week, and then we decided, okay. And the week later, the rains drastically reduced, the highways were cleared up, and the day when we planned to go, we again prayed, Lord, if you're supposed to go again, just help us. Next day we decided to go. We were actually feeling very calm. We didn't have any problem. Rains were there, yes, but it was very calm, no problems at all. The highways were clear. The rains were there, but we had a smooth travel back. Praise God for the protection that we had actually.
Wow. Amazing. You know, he's so concerned that which day we travel, and he lets us know. What a good God we have. Anyone else?
I would like to just thank God for giving me the boldness. Actually, yesterday I had gone out, I'd gone to the parlor, and after I finished my haircut, I was able to talk to the two girls who were there about Jesus, and to the parlor lady also. And I spoke for at least half an hour to them, and how you could have family altar, and how you should be grateful to God, and how God does everything for us, and how Jesus is always there. Then I had my cousin come over, and I just got talking to her, though she couldn't follow the soap pot, but I just explained a little bit to her. And at the end of it, she said, "Oh, thank you so much. You're speaking so well, and I feel so good. Maybe I'll come on another day and just listen to what you have to say." So I feel really good that I myself am learning, but whatever little I could, share with her made a difference on her. And in the evening, I had gone to my family's place only for a christening. And there was this boy there who said, "Oh, I'm trying for a job and I'm keeping my fingers crossed." And he said, "Keep your fingers crossed too." I said, "No, you don't need to keep your fingers crossed. Just have your faith in Jesus and things will work out for you." So I felt so good. I spoke to at least five people in the day about Jesus, and everybody listened to me attentively, whatever little I said. But I was so excited that I just want to thank God that I could do it actually with so much of boldness. So I just want to thank and praise God for that.
I wanted to share thanksgiving to God. So
I'm in my 8th month, and you know, people usually say no one can take good care of you the way a mother takes. Now, I'm not saying mama doesn't take care, but right now she's not here. But I really want to thank God. My husband has been taking really good care of me, you know, and I have to say, really thanking God for the love that not just husband, but even children, they are so caring and so pampering. Sometimes I feel I'm the baby in the house and they all are after me, pampering me so much, and I'm sure I'm going to miss all this. But yeah, really want to thank God for such loving and caring attitude God has put in the hearts of children and my husband. So really want to thank God for that.
So nice. Yes.
Thanks, God. I want to thank God that it's been quite a while that I didn't get any shoot, but and it was very hard for me also to do my own personal work, like just to click. I was having a very stressful, like my mind was not working, and really was very scared to just click any picture. I don't know why, but it just went on that way. And then I really I prayed to God and I got my shoot recently, but it was such a big shoot that I was almost scared, and I didn't know how to get the props and everything because the number of products were so many, and the kind of items I had to get was like kettles and tea sets and all, and I was like very scared. But I put it in prayer, and I really thank God for the support that I got from my friends here in Pune. And obviously, even Nawaz helped me with so many props that really helped me, and others also. And you won't believe it, I got 10 kettles. So that is only God could provide that for me. I didn't have to rent it. And the other thing was that I was having this mental block. I couldn't shoot. But because I had to click 90 pictures, I created, you know, 90 sets to click. And that could have not happened without the help of God. So I know that God is Elohim, the creator, and he helped me in each and every step. So this entire shoot, it's all glory to God that he helped me to get back into my work, and you know, to not sit back and get overwhelmed with the situation and everything, but he helped me. All glory to him. I really want to just, you know, say like, he's too good, and I don't know how to express, I'm just running short of words, but I really thank God. He supported me like a friend, like a father, like a boss, in like a creative director, everything he did it for me. So I really want to thank God.
Super. What an amazing story, Priya. Thank you. Anyone else?
I just want to thank God because it's been a year since we both were engaged. And even during this lockdown and everything, the first year of being engaged and everything has gone off well. So I just wanted to thank God for his goodness and his mercy and kindness in our lives.
Congratulations, Abhishek, Asha.
Yes.
So I want to share that the last two Sundays, Sundays and one Saturday for the RB conference, Monday of the RB conference and the Friendship Sunday, I was anchoring. And I want to thank God for smooth internet connectivity. So yesterday we got a call from the internet provider saying that we had a fiber cut last month and there were some issues. Did you face any issues in the last 2-3 weeks? And I said, no, not at all. Not on those days when we had the meetings. But yes, for the gym meetings, we did face some issue. But otherwise, for the other two meetings, it went on really smooth, no issues at all. I want to thank God for that.
You know, when we pray for these conferences, we always pray that people will have good connectivity. We don't take it for granted. And just, I mean, and for Esther, who was anchoring, what an amazing thing. They're saying that there's a line that's been cut, but they have no issue. You know, God can just override. Superb. Anyone else wants to share anything?
Yeah, Nawaz, I would like to share something. I want to thank God for his providence and his faithfulness to me, because many times, you know, I've been like a pendulum that's been swinging, you know, to God, and when everything's fine, I'll be away. So past few months, say this last year, I was almost like that. And I just got back from offshore in March. And after I got back, I had actually got back because I was coming home for some stuff to be done at home, And while I was coming back home, I started getting the shooting pain in my elbow. And I diagnosed it and I found out it was a tennis elbow. And that completely broke me because my job entirely depends on me being physically fit. So if my hands are not going to work, I would not have work, you know. So I went to the doctor. I started having these treatments for tennis elbow. And whenever they would do the sessions for me, I would be okay for the day. Then Austin was in touch with me and he used to check up on how I'm doing. And, you know, he always prayed for me and he always asked me if I need prayers. So I kept him updated that, you know, yeah, it's still, the pain is still there. And I stopped doing the sessions for some time because it was not going anywhere, you know. And someone recommended me that, you know, you don't really need sessions for it and all. So I said, okay. And then I just stayed at home and, you know, prayers were going on. People who knew about it were praying for me. And then slowly, because I needed 100% recovery, you know, like I could feel it reducing, but it was not completely gone. I don't need it to be 99.9% recovered, you know. I need 100 means 100 because when I get back to work, I need to be able to lift whatever I need to lift. Or, you know, when I'm underwater, I need to be able to pull myself back to safety. So if I'm not going to be 100% fit, they won't recruit me. So I started praying and it really broke me mentally because it was very depressing for me. So people are praying for it. And today, right now, as we speak, there is zero pain. I can do completely more than what I used to do before. And the tennis elbow has really gone away, which is, you know, which seemed impossible to me at one point. So I want to thank God for that. And another thing I want to thank God for is the last time I attended church online. So I had attended because I needed prayers or something, you know. So I had cracked a deal on one particular piece of equipment, which was very expensive. And later on, when I got it home and I realized it's not the perfect fit that I need, you know, for it to fit, I need to do a lot of many other adjustments, which is going to cost a lot more. So I just was thinking, would I be able to return this equipment back? And that person who sold it to me was, to be honest, a very money-minded person, you know. I had zero expectancy from him to take it back. So I tried actually before, you know, asking people to pray for me to help me get it back, you know, sell it back to him. I tried to sell it to him, you know. I asked him on many occasions and he is like, no, I can't take it back. That's it. You know, once it's sold, it's gone. And to be honest, it was very expensive. So then I didn't know what to do. And then I attended church and we broke into groups. So there was Tara and Priya were with me. So I asked them, they asked, you know, if I need prayers for anything. So I asked them to pray for me to get a refund on this. It seemed impossible actually, because this guy was not going to budge a little bit also. So I anyway, still, you know, against all the odds, I asked them to pray. And then the very next day, when I asked this person and I went to meet, I asked him, you know, can I meet you face to face? Because till then we were doing everything on messages. So I met him face to face. I explained to him my situation. I was like, you know, for me to accommodate this equipment is going to be cost me a lot more. It's of no use to me, you know. Then finally, through all the talks, whatever we had, in the end, he agreed, you know, to take a small minor cancellation charge, you can call it. And he took it back, which I got a large amount of the money spent back, you know, something that seemed so impossible from someone who would not budge a little bit. It came through with prayer. So I thank God for all of this.
Amen. He's our healer, he's our deliverer when we, you know, make a decision that doesn't quite go the way we want it, and he rescues us. What an amazing God. Yeah, let's continue worshiping this Jesus who is really faithful to the very end. He never lets us down.
I just want to share my testimony as well. I may take a little long, so please pardon me. You know, you all may know that Brian was in the hospital. He was diagnosed of dengue. And the first day when we were in the hospital, I was still okay. I said, okay, you know, I could manage. The first day is always fine. But eventually, you know, I had, you know, started expecting that, you know, I would get help from people. This place is new to me. The city is new to me. The people are new to me. I have not made any friend yet other than our Word of Grace Church family. So, you know, I didn't know how to, you know, get to people to ask for something. And I was struggling. I was thinking, you know, why is Brian's friends not coming forward to ask me for anything? You know, I spoke to his boss. His boss said, I'm just a call away. But how do I worry his boss for silly things like papaya leaves and all? You know, so it was Nawaz since the first day getting in touch with me, Colin and Lasya and all, you know. But still, I would have that hesitation. How could I disturb these people? How could I, you know, ask these people for anything? And, you know, I thought maybe because none of his friends asked and people didn't ask whom he knows, I thought maybe the culture in Pune is like that. I'll have to adapt to something like that, you know. And it was really getting difficult because I'll tell you all later my travel stories. I'm a horrible person when it comes to traveling. One day from the hospital while coming back, I don't know where the rickshaw driver took me, and I had to pay more than double the rate that I usually pay when I come every morning home from the hospital. I had my mummy get in touch with me every day, my sister, you know, my family, but they were all not here, you know, in Pune. And, you know, I was just sharing in the gym group that sometimes, and most often, not sometimes, most often, God speaks to me through songs, you know, and I would just like to sing a few lines. You know, this song that I was singing in the hospital all of a sudden, and then the Lord spoke to me about a few things. The song is, I'll praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hands, you never left my side. And though my heart is torn, I'll praise you in the storm. And you know, I kept, and when I was singing this song, then in the hospital, right in the hospital, I kept listening to the song over and over again. And you know, I watch a lot of motivational videos. So I was watching Oprah Winfrey once, and she said, when you're facing a crisis, ask one question, what is it here to teach me? And that's exactly what the Bible says. When you're going through a trial, there is a teaching. So I said, Lord, what are you going to teach me through this? And then she said one more thing. She said, when you don't know what to do, be still. And our God says, be still and know that I am Lord, that I am God. I said, okay, I'm going to be still. And Lord, what is it that you're going to teach me? And there are a few things that the Lord spoke to me. I'll just share two things what he said. One is, he's, you know, that very day when I was singing the song in the hospital, one angel messaged me and said, I can send food for you and for Brian at the hospital. And I said, okay. Then that same evening, this is a couple, these two angels messaged me and said, can we take Joshua home and you know, let him be with us till you all are in the hospital? And I said, God, you know, half of my burden was released when they took Joshua home, because my worry was the city is new again. Nobody knows him back in Vasai. If it had to be my hometown, the Pawala, the Dudwala, the Kiranawala, they all know him and they address me as Joshua ki mummy. So in Vasai, if he had to be alone, I wouldn't bother. But in Pune, he was alone and two nights he spent alone. So I actually didn't sleep in the hospital those two nights. But when in the evening, these two people said, can we take Joshua home? The best part was when I asked Joshua, I didn't have to convince him. He also said, yes, I'm going. And I said, God is so good, you know. And the other thing that God, and that same day, I got the papaya leaves donezoed, you know, so how angels were helping me. There were times in the hospital I had to take classes. Some teachers would just get in and say, ma'am, it's okay, we'll take over the class, you log out. And I could see all this happening with me. And I said, Lord, you're so good. And God told me, another thing that you need to stop saying is, Michelle, that you're alone. You are not alone. You can never be alone because I'm with you. So, you know, these are the two things that the Lord spoke to me through this time. When I was singing that song, Brian didn't come home. He was not discharged. But I saw God in everything that was happening around. His platelet count kept dropping each time. The doctor said, I'll send you all home this evening. The platelet count just kept dropping. But God wanted to show me that even in a city when you don't know people, God raises his people. And blood is thicker than water, and we all have the blood of Jesus. That's why I got angels from Word of Grace, you know. And I want to thank God so much. And God said, I have my people there, and my people are your people. And I just want to thank Colin, Nawaz, Lasia, Andrew, Austin, all of you, all who asked for me about Brian. I just want to thank God. Thank you so much. God bless you all. And I want to praise and thank my Jesus of how he takes care of us, you know, in these times. Thank you so much.
Wow. Wow. What an amazing testimony, Michelle, you know, because God works in us, through us, and circumstances never get the better of us because he works all things out for our good. Yes. And thank you. Big thank you to Word of Grace, you know, for the way you do reach out. Sometimes, like Michelle says, the people in need don't know what to ask for, how to ask for, can they ask for, you know? So for us to be more proactive and creative and, you know, think for the person and say, hey, what do we feel that person might need in this situation? Because sometimes we make assumptions, you know, like we think, oh, you know, maybe Michelle is at home, and not realize that actually, hey, you know, Josh was alone at home. So, but you guys have, I know you've always come through for so many people in this whole year. We have seen countless times where people have dispatched food, people have given rides, people have, you know, gone to hospitals, all kinds of things. That is God's family in action. Truly, blood is thicker than anything. The blood of Jesus that binds us together and makes us one family. And as one family, let us come to our Father's invitation to come to the Lord's table this morning. Yeah, let's remember what is it that binds us together, what unites us together. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So can we have the breaking of bread, please?
Amen. Good morning, everyone. That was a wonderful time of worship, Nawaz, and wonderful testimonies, everyone. So faith stirring. So as we come to our time of breaking of bread, I'd like to read from Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 8. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 8 says, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. So the first point I'd like to highlight is that the kindness and the love of God toward his creation appeared when he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. He demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. We didn't rescue ourselves. It was his kindness and love that saved us from our dead state. In his mercy, he decided to breathe life into our dead lives. And our works of righteousness didn't save us and can't save us. It is not because we go to church regularly or give generously or pray faithfully or help people in need or read the Bible daily. These are wonderful works of righteousness, but none of them can save us. God is the initiator in our salvation. We first received from him before we could give anything in return. So as we partake of his body and blood, let us remember that it is his kindness, mercy, and love that saved us from death. Through his work on the cross, he has given us the Holy Spirit, making us his heirs to eternal life. So let us come to this time of breaking of bread. This bread is his body, and this juice is his blood shed for us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your body and blood, Father. we know that all our sins are atoned for, and you have nailed it on the cross. And because of your sacrifice on the cross, we have become your righteousness. You have poured out your Holy Spirit upon us. We have eternal life, Father, because of your work on the cross. We pray that as we humble our hearts before you, we would do this in a worthy manner that glorifies you and honors you. And we would eagerly look forward to your second coming, Father. We ask this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.